off season, keeping momentum high? It's kind of tough to do, or is that something you guys can build on?
A win like this can provide perspective. Perspective on who we come in to be next year in 2018, and it provides perspective on who we need to be. Tonight, this is who we needed to be, and we had to be more consistent going into 2018, being that team.
The way you get.
Does this defensive coaching staff you have in place now, is this the staff that can keep you guys moving forward? Would you like to see all of these guys back? When there's a disappointing season, they'll always talk of maybe some different coaches being let go or replaced. Just talk about this coaching staff defensively right now.
I can't talk about the coaching staff without talking about the guys. We have a job to do, too. And the calls that the coaches make, it's our job to make them right. So I can't say it's the coach's fault or it's the player's fault. We all work together. We win together and we lose together.
Along those same lines, you guys fought your butts off this last month, even after being eliminated from the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
How much of that was to try to save your head coach's job?
I think I feel like coach came to work every day. And regardless of how our playoff berth ended or went on, coach didn't let anybody down in the way he coached us. And he still stayed, you know, consistent on us as in doing our job and them doing their job. And when you see a coach like that that stare down the face of adversity, who goes into a season having high expectations, but it doesn't end the way he wants it to end, and he still is the same coach he was in the off season to now, it just speaks volumes. And it allows guys to see that our leader, our head coach, hadn't called it in. He hadn't called it quit, so we didn't either.